It's the annual Peace Week that is celebrated in all the 68 dioceses in Colombia every year. And Caritas in Colombia really uses this week to emphasize all the problems with the conflict.
This year, Kirsten explains, the theme of the Peace Week is integral reparation. No victim is alien to me, aiming to focus on the rights of every single victim of the conflict.
There are so many victims after more than 40 years of war in Colombia. It's one of the hidden humanitarian crises in this world. There are nearly 5 million people internally displaced due to this long armed conflict. And in the West, we hardly even know about this.
You're absolutely right. I had to look it up on the internet because although I was aware there is conflict in Colombia, we often hear about kidnappings especially. I was really a bit rusty about who the conflict involves and, you know, who are the victims. Can you tell us a little bit about the conflict itself?
Yes, you're right that it is complex, which is why people maybe give up a little bit. It's always been conflict in Colombia, and one of the reasons for that is that Colombia has never really managed to be a state that provides services to all its inhabitants. It's been an elitist society all along, where the state has been on the side with the landlords and the economic and political elite, and people, ordinary people, have never felt to be in the field of interest by the state. The state doesn't reach out to people with their services, nor with the protection, which is why some 40 or 50 years ago, guerrilla groups took up arms. And it's been many, many different guerrilla groups along these years. One of them, which is smaller, but still fiercely fighting.
They are fighting, Kirsten told me, for the inclusion of the people. But the situation has become very complex.
Now, what has happened is that all this has been mixed up with drug politics, drug production, and the production and smuggling of cocaine, which makes it then quite complex. Alongside with all this, the cocaine, the guerrilla that also does kidnap people, yes, the government of Colombia has been very clever talking about this so that we in the West has this image that this is about kidnapping and drugs. It is a little bit about kidnapping and a little bit about drugs, but more of that, it is about a fight that's been going on for 40 years where ordinary people, up to 5 million people. Now, last figure I saw was 4.91 million people by the 1st of January this year had been internally displaced. And these are ordinary farmers, they're human rights activists, they're indigenous people, they're African Colombian people. They're like people who already struggle. The poorest of the poor are the ones who become victims in between the rock and the hard place when FARC and the army and also lots and lots of other armed groups that we call paramilitary groups, when all these groups are fighting for their different fights going on, that is, yes, also linked to cocaine, but not only linked to cocaine. When all these people fight, ordinary people are suffering.
Yes, as in all wars, it is the ordinary people who are being internally displaced, who are losing their land, who are dying in mined fields.
Colombia has the second largest landmine problem in the world after Afghanistan. So people suffer daily and we don't even know about it.
Right, but I mean, the question that comes to mind immediately is when we speak about government, isn't it a democracy in Colombia? Am I wrong?
Oh, there is democracy if you want democracy to be a ballot throwing every 4 years. But if we by democracy mean that there is a democratic state that enables security to its people, a democratic state that reaches out and gives the same opportunity and provides the same rights to all people within its territories, then I don't think we could call it a democracy. But if you mean that democracy is casting a ballot, yes, it's a kind of democracy because they do cast ballots every 4 years.
Now, you said earlier that you work with Caritas. The Catholic Church is active within this dramatic scenario. How does it go about helping the people?
Caritas in Colombia has really taken an option for the poorest and the marginalized and now what they call victims in Spanish, but not meaning victims as somebody who can't cater for themselves, but victims as in somebody who's actively trying to restore their own rights within that society. And Caritas helps local communities that have been torn apart to weave together their communities, their commonness, bring back their common identity, to make communities stronger against external pressure, against recruitment to guerrilla groups, recruitment to paramilitary arm, and recruitment to violence. And so there are thousands of really good local initiatives going on where the church helps all sorts of community-based organizations to help their societies to build itself back in order for this conflict not to grow larger, but for the conflict to diminish.
How can we express solidarity with the victims of Colombia's conflict? Is there anything we can do?
I think there is a lot we can do. And first of all, we must show interest. We should be aware. We must care. And we're a group set down by Caritas Internationalis. We call ourselves Colombia Working Group. We're about 12 Caritas organizations in the U.S. and in Europe, including Caritas in Colombia. And we work for peace in Colombia. And we do international lobbying and advocacy work. And where we want people to be aware of what's going on, we want people to care about what's going on. And we put pressure on our businesses who work with Colombia. And we put pressure on our governments that work with Colombia in order for our governments to put pressure on the Colombian government to start to adhere to all the human rights conventions that they have ratified, to put pressure that the Colombian government adheres to all the recommendations that the UN's human rights commissions are making every single year. So we're trying to pressure our governments to pressure the Colombian government. And right now, the Colombian government is negotiating free trade treaties with our government.
And Kirsten says one of the things that Caritas and those who work for peace in Colombia can do is to pressure whoever is negotiating a free trade treaty with the government of Colombia into taking all the implications of that treaty into due consideration. Otherwise, she says, we run the risk of making things for the people there even worse.
Because one of the development strategies in Colombia is to replace subsistence agriculture with efficient industrial agriculture, not meaning that the subsistence farmers will receive any help to become more efficient, but that they will be removed from their area where modern industries will move in, making, for instance, biodiesel that is very popular both in the US and in Europe these days. And we should know that for every liter of biodiesel that we import from Colombia, a family has been internally displaced and is now living without roof or food.
As we were saying right in the beginning, today it's the beginning of this Peace Week, which is celebrated every year. I see it was launched in 1987 by Colombia's Bishops' Conference. Which are the main activities during this week?
Caritas Colombia has sent out a 66-page brochure to all the 68 dioceses in Colombia with lots of topics that they can discuss. Like I said, this year they focus on integral reparation for the victims. That has to do with a lot of rights, how the state and how the local community can work to fulfill the rights of the victims, the rights they have to reparation, to get back their land, to get back things that have been stolen, the right they have to their own history, that their histories should be accepted, their histories should be trusted and believed. Their dead ones should be mourned. The kidnapped ones should be respected, etc. So it's both a week that focuses on people's psychological rights or cultural rights to be respected, but also all their judicial rights that has to do with the laws. And there are a lot of really good laws in Colombia, but they're not really followed up, which is a problem, and which it is where Caritas Colombia works a lot on pressurizing their own government to adhere to their own laws.
Okay, Kristen, thank you very much. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I just want people, all people who listen to this program, to take 1 minute and reflect on the situation in Colombia and not forget, not allow ourselves to forget these suffering people. More than 10% of the whole population is the victim in this war. And we must not allow ourselves to forget that until there is peace. And we have to believe in peace.
You've been listening to Kirsten Natvig of Caritas Norway speaking about Peace Week in Colombia.